This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A high-stakes trial for Denver's transit agency got underway today. RTD and the contractor that built and operates the A-line sued each other over the cost of safety flaggers at crossing gates and other issues. Tiffany Stanjiak, who represents Denver Transit Partners, says RTD and government regulators held the company to a standard that wasn't clear.
The ordering of crossing guards and introduction of new standards and practices in an attempt to regulate the length and consistency of warning times was completely without a regulatory standard.
RTD attorney Jocelyn Knoll disagreed.
The evidence shows there was no change in law. The evidence shows that everything RTD and the regulators did was to protect passengers and pedestrians. They did their job.
The contractor wants more than $100 million in damages. The trial is expected to last a month. Denver was in the 90s on Saturday for the 74th time this year, breaking the record. Meteorologist Todd Dangers says that the increased number of hot days set the stage for major wildfires this summer.
If you go back to the early 90s, the most 90-degree days that Denver had ever seen was around 60. So now that we're here in 2020, and over the course of 30 years or so, there's been an additional 2 weeks of these 90-degree days.
Dangers says 90-degree days are also coming later and later.